You've been given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry intuitively listens and expresses the deep questions on people's hearts and elevates the conversation, while Noemi Grace channels divine wisdom and expansive answers to your deepest questions. Each show's themes are related to self-love, self-healing, relationships, and personal struggles, offers tools that will lead to sacred stability and help you find your best solutions. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace. Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Noemi and I are here to help you learn how to encourage your inner seeds to germinate.
Yes, Noemi. Indeed. Hi, Lisa. Hi, everyone. Excited for the show, which has been such a journey in the preparation for the show. It's really taken. It's been a journey that's not anticipated, but very, very deep.
Yes. And I'd like to share that we are specifically, yes, going to be talking about how to encourage your inner seeds to germinate and asking questions like, have you been sowing seeds that have not yet blossomed? And Noemi, I found this, we just flipped over into spring and it was really feeling like spring. And then this morning I woke up and there was a fluffy carpet of white snow everywhere. And I was like, ah, this is so perfect because we're really discussing today and helping people about not just the seasons, but are we really matching? Like, do we feel like it, on the inside, what's going on the outside? And is it time to do these things? So that I love that you shared that. Yes, it's been a very interesting journey preparing for this show because we always feel out the topic and then it just kind of grows and takes its own little blossoming seed.
Yeah. I mean, we feel out the topic and then source may have a slightly different angle on the topic that they want to present than where we were envisioning, but it's perfect because we go where the flow goes. We go with the energy. And so when source says, okay, here's what we want to say. And it's like, oh, slightly different than what we wrote up. It's okay. Yes. This is great. That means that you and I, Lisa, are going to really benefit extra because there's something here for us beyond where we were envisioning things when we were writing the show description.
Yes, which I would love to read, actually. So I'll have us have a starting point. So I'll share with people where we were and what questions were coming up. And then Noemi will share the fun, not a U-turn, but a left turn. So we have, how to encourage your inner seeds to germinate. Have you been sowing seeds that have not yet blossomed? And do you sometimes feel discouraged? Can you allow your seeds to naturally break through the soil of your life? And do you know how to encourage them to sprout? We have been taught to force, push, strive, and struggle to manifest our desires. But what if we could encourage them to blossom without force or manipulation? And what would it take to do so? So this is where we were really inviting everybody to find out how to activate the seeds of our desires and consciously encourage them to blossom. And it really was with seasons, Noemi, and it was spring. And it's like, well, what if we're not feeling like spring and the seeds were not quite there yet? So you were feeling a little different and Source kind of poked in and said, hey, what about this? I'll get you to share.
Well, yeah. I mean, when we envisioned the show, I was like feeling that I was turning the corner I've been in my family. I've had sick parents for the most of the pandemic. And, since the beginning of that, I'll say 2 years, not 3 years. And so trying not to use the word dealing, being with that, managing that, together with the family, and thought we were turning the corner and like, no more sickness. And then I'm like, yes, time to germinate. And then got the news that's like, oh, more treatment is needed. And it felt like, oh, I can't manifest anything now. I have too much to do for the family and blah, blah, blah. I was just like, I don't want to do this topic. I was getting a little bratty almost. Not quite, but I was just like, I don't know, Lisa. Are you going to be okay if we change the topic? You know, Lisa's, well, have you sat with Source yet? And I'm like, huh, you know, thanks. So in sitting with Source multiple times, I was the one that needed to get ready for this topic. The Source will... Source is always ready to speak on any topic that we bring up, but it's like I wasn't ready. And so had got really clear about honoring the seasons of life wherever you are, wherever we are in life, because I felt like, oh, I'm still in winter. You know, it's like I want to be in spring, but I'm in winter. And it's like, okay, winter. And I got so much. There was so much beauty about winter that I got, that about how the gardeners, they start their seeds in winter indoors, and they're looking for the smallest shoots. And for them, that's the start of the journey that leads to that abundant harvest at the end. But it's those beautiful seeds that you plant indoors under the light, you know, under the grow lights and all of that stuff. It's like, oh yeah, you can plant, you can nurture your seeds in the winter. That's actually the time to start the germination process.
Yeah, you know what's funny? When you just said that, I had a picture of the harvest and thinking of fall, autumn, you know, and October, let's call it September, October-ish. And you're right, the start is right after that, which is November, December, January, winter. And it actually was like, oh, that's interesting. Looking at that as the beginning, because we sometimes just focus on the start being, oh, I see it, it's coming up, but we forget about all that underground and under soil stuff. And I think the seasons, yes, oh, the pre-chill message is going to be so beautiful for jumping in here and really digging into the seasons as opposed to the planting and that harvesting.
Yes, and the season of where you are, and we're all where we need to be. And you know, I've seen, since we started this topic, I've seen so many, you know, I've seen different posts of like, you know, the astrology says now is the time to take action and this and that. And it's just like, huh, okay. But maybe it's different than what appears there. Maybe that's not the place I'm in, or the action is different. It's not necessarily a big out there action. The inside action, the internal action is so important. That has to be the precursor. If we don't have that as the precursor of the outside action, then it's going to be a little bit of a rough go, or a little bit of an uphill climb. And then I received, I don't think you read this, that I sent you a message this morning, Lisa, but I received this lovely email from this woman, Lydia Erickson, who's a beautiful artist. And we've met a few times, and she lives, you know, in the same area that I do. And it was so perfect. So I'm going to read a snippet of it. So
it's a surprise for me. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, yes. Through the depths of winter, as we move into spring, what is the dream that you are incubating? Is it too tender yet to share with others? Is it still a seed waiting for the soil to grow warmer so it can begin to grow? Is it a tiny flame that needs more kindling and protection from the wind? Whatever it may be, trust that you know best what is next, what small step to take, whether to share just a bit of it with someone you can trust, who can help you, or whether it needs more time in the incubator of you, your most innermost self. And I thought, how perfect that was.
Wow. Okay, that is absolutely stunning. Well written too, Anna, that beautiful. Oh, I love that. And the tender and the, that's so true. You know, I remember being quite a bit younger and somebody saying, be careful who you share your dreams with, because they can be dream squishers, you know, step on your little sprout that's coming up. And
dream squishers.
And dream squisher. And that's so interesting, because if it is still, it just needs to be incubated a little longer, and you would really nurture it and feel that root, deeply rooted connection with it. Because and really be mindful of, yes, who you're sharing it with, because they might not understand. Somebody else might think, oh, I could just pluck that whole plant and eat it, but then they go, ooh, if I trimmed that properly, it could have sprouted more, like when I trim my basil plant, right? I don't just pluck leaves off of it. I know exactly where to pull them so it can keep growing. And that's so valuable. Oh, thank you to her for sharing that.
Yes, thank you to Lydia Erickson. So the pre-channeled message is along those lines. You know, that wherever we are, you know, we have to learn. I love how Lydia there had said that trust, you know, that the incubator is you. Trust that you know what's right, right? Because in the the deepest truth, your inner truth has that answer for what's the next step or where do you need to be now? Or what's the most, what is the best action you can take now, the best thing you can do now for your dreams, you know, and based on where you are, based on where you are in life, that where you are, it's not where you shouldn't be. It's not that you should be somewhere else. It's learning to be with where you are and embrace that and find the gifts, that are available here. So
I actually just going to say this before you read that is what I love about that. The question that you could ask yourself is, where do you need to be now? And is there any action required to sprout? Maybe not. Maybe so.
or to, you know, for your next phase of growth of the growth, what growth, you know, what action is required for the growth where you are now?
Oh, yes.
Yes, right. Maybe that seed has been planted and you can't see anything. The soil, you look for the shoot, you don't see anything. Maybe there's some watering that needs to happen, some sunshine, whether it's, you know, from our beautiful sun or from a lamp, but maybe it needs light, maybe it needs nutrition, water, all of that. So, yeah. I think that's a great question of like, what is that? What is that action? What's the action that's called for, that's needed, that's called for where I am? What's calling? It's almost like there's an action that's calling. Hey, hey, here I am.
Oh, that's fun. I like the little hand up. Pick me over here. This is the way to go. Yes.
Yeah.
But honoring the seasons is definitely the first place to do that. So, I'm going to enjoy the pre-channeled message.
Okay. And when you honor the seasons, you honor yourself, right? Because we're all in a season. And so let me just grab a quick swig of water. Okay. And I apologize in advance for the allergies that... sniffly a little bit that may be happening over the next several shows. So being with that.
Yes.
My sinuses are in spring.
Yes, so. Exactly. Honoring the season.
Yes. Honor the seasons of life. Each of you has desires that you want to manifest in your life. You have sown seeds in your heart and you're waiting for the manifestation. Many of you are frustrated that it's not happening or it's happening too slowly. It's important that you realize that everything has a season and every season brings gifts and limitations. In winter, you don't sow seeds outdoors unless you live in a warm climate. But you may start the seeds indoors and plant them outdoors in spring. In your natural world, each season bears its own signature. Cold weather in winter, heat in summer, planting in spring, reaping in late summer and fall. So too in your own lives, you too are in a season that may not match the season on the calendar. Take care of your dreams and desires according to the season of your life, and you will receive the gifts it offers without the frustration of trying to force things in the wrong season or clinging to a changing season. Don't fight the season. People who live in colder climates know that you can't fight winter. You either surrender to it and make it a time of indoor activities, or you embrace the winter and find pleasure in its outdoor activities. Embrace the season you are in your life. You cycle through all the seasons in your life in your life's own way, in its own timing. Embrace where you are. Stop seeking to be somewhere else or comparing yourself to someone in a different season. If you're in winter as the calendar heads into spring, embrace the winter of your life. Many gardeners enjoy working outdoors, but know they can start their garden indoors in winter, planting the seeds and nurturing them. If you are in a winter time in life, sow your dream seeds in your heart. Honor your dreams and honor the season. Keep nurturing your dreams. Don't let them die because you're in winter. Nurture and cherish them in your heart. Keep the dream alive. Sit with it daily. Sit with the dream daily and nurture it in your with your loving embrace. In the winter of your life, many things occur that are out of your control. And just like you can't control the weather, surrender to the season. Find the gift each season offers you. Then, as the seasons shift, not through your doing, but organically, flow from season to season, saying goodbye to one season and the gifts it brought, and opening to welcome to the new season and receive its gifts. The season does not announce itself like the first day of spring marked on a calendar. You must be attentive, present, to recognize that winter is giving way to spring in your life, and now different activities can commence as you prepare your garden beds to receive the new plants which you have grown in the comfort of your home in winter. So too, the dreams that you have nourished in your heart are available to be shared with others as the hardship of winter gives way to the ease of spring. In spring, take greater action on your dreams, share them more, take your next steps, embrace them, and know it's time for you to do so. Your life and the universe will support you as more space opens up for you to take action and opportunities arise that were not available in winter. As each season of your life progresses, honor it and the activities that are appropriate and supported in that season. There is a time and a place for sowing, growing, blooming, and reaping. There's a time and a place for cherishing in your heart and for taking action and sharing with the world. Don't force the action if it doesn't match the season of your life, even if others tell you it's the right time for action. Take the action appropriate to your season and rest in the enjoyment of the fruits of that action, which may be watching the smallest shoots break through the soil of your life or reaping a bountiful harvest. Honor where you are. Don't try to change it, even if it's not where you want to be. As you soak up the gifts of each season, you encourage a smooth transition to the next. Recognize where you are in your life and be present here. Stop pressuring yourself to do or be something that is not supported by the season of your life. And open yourself to receive the gifts that the present moment and present life circumstances offer you, even if you're in hardship. And we are always here to support you, whether you are in ease or difficulty. In great love, we are complete. Namaste.
So many beautiful ones. My favorite part there is the sow your dream seeds in your heart. And that's just, it feels so safe. Like that is the perfect womb or incubation, you know, place for that seed to be planted. How would we know if we're planting seeds not in our heart? And I'm going to go with the word ego. It's not exactly where I want to go, but it's the, maybe somebody's telling you to plant a seed and maybe there's a course starting up and it's like, yep, the course starts in springtime. We're going to start this. And you're like, is that being planted in my heart or is that being planted just in my mind? And peer pressure, but like where society is.
We always have people telling us, right, that we should do something or offer something, especially, you know, it gets even more challenging, I think, or complicated, let's say complicated, as we start to share our gifts a little bit more, as we start to take the courage to say, look, here's a shoot. Look at my little shoot. It's going to be a big sunflower, but it's a little shoot right now. And as we start to have the courage to share, then people say, you should do this, you know, and it's not that they're trying to force you to do anything or tell us that, you know, we should, you know, like we're not doing it right. But people people will say what they what comes to them, and we have to also honor ourselves in knowing, is that the best move for me? Is that the thing that's most supportive? You know, and it's so important to even if we take that action, and then we realize, yeah, it's not quite the timing, or it's just not quite the alignment, that we step back and we then do what is more appropriate to where we are, whether that's go within more or take a different path.
Yes, I love those two words, timing and alignment. That, I think, is the perfect place to do the check-in with, you know. Is it the right time? Like, maybe it is the right action. You're like, yes, I know that watering needs to happen, but not just quite yet. So we know it's the right action, just the timing. And then there's the alignment. You might think, it just doesn't feel right. I don't think that, you know, water is what's needed. So timing and alignment.
Yes, and that timing. I can grow orchids, but about everything else, I tend to overwater. But with the orchids, I know the 2 ice cubes a week, once a week, and it's good. And they're beautiful, and they last a long time, and then they bloom again because I know where to snip it. But anything else, I tend to overwater. Oh, I haven't watered it since yesterday. Let me put water. And so the timing is not correct. And so I found my alignment with orchids rather than some other flowering plant.
And you know what's interesting? You would have read that probably on the little card that came with the orchid with the little directions, like how much sunlight does this need? How often do you water it? So I have a question we can do, if we can do a pre-channel, because we have between 5 and 10 minutes before our commercial break. And if I dive in now and ask you to do a little one, it is the, I hope, simple question. When we have shared our dream seed and shown somebody else, and they do have directions or instructions to offer us that will help us, how can we check in with ourselves to find out, like, that, yes, that is, how do we know what we trust outside direction and instructions on growing our seeds?
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, how can we know, you know?
Yeah.
How can we know what we're being... something that we're being encouraged to do? How can we know the timing and the alignment, right? So how can we know this is the next step for me? This is really in my alignment. So, yes. All right. Let me grab that swig of water. If this is your first time listening, and this is the first time you've heard me channel live, welcome. And I just want to tell you how this works is that I am going to get silent to deepen the connection with the divine for a few seconds, and then I'll greet the divine and turn it over to them. And I don't know what they're going to say, but it's always supportive. And so I'm always excited. They are too. I can feel the divine excitement building. So a couple seconds here. Hello, Divine. So grateful to be back with you and to be able to ask you this question. How can we know about the timing, the alignment, when we're giving advice or counsel, or how can we get clear on what's the best for us? And then how can we align our choices with that? And we appreciate this question, because so often others mean well and are sharing with you what either worked for them or what they feel will work for you based on what they have learned in their life. And while it may be the most appropriate and meaningful actions for them, it may not be quite your alignment, and it may not be where you're at. You may not be at the point where that's going to flow with ease And grace, of course, grace is always there. But will there be ease? Will you be able to step into this action and have it flow? Or will it be like the uphill climb? Will it be pushing and straining? And we don't want you to push and strain. We want you to know that your dreams are important to you and they're important to us. Your dreams are important to us as well. Many times, many of you have forgotten this. My dream is not happening. My dream is not going anywhere. God probably doesn't want me to have the relationship or the better job or all of these things. And we say, no, your dreams are important to us. But you must align with your dreams and you must start sowing the seeds of those dreams in your heart. Start within. If you do not start within, outwardly you may manifest what you desire, but the work will be so much more. The work, the effort that it will be required will be so much more if you don't start within. Start within. Learn to go within and grow within. Go within and grow within first. Go within to share your dreams with yourself, with your deepest self, to be present with your dreams, to be present with what you desire in your life. If you desire it, it is important to you and us. If you desire it, it can be manifest, but it must be with the timing and the alignment of what is best for you, what is most resonant with you. And so being able to receive the feedback, being able to receive the advice from others, take that into your quiet place. Sit with it in your heart. How does it feel? Does it feel scary? Okay, that may or may not be indicative of that it is appropriate or not. Does it feel, and we'll get back to that, do you feel that warmth? Does it feel, oh, that would be so wonderful. Do you feel that enthusiasm for it and it doesn't feel scary? That is something that you can feel an alignment for. That is something that may be more appropriate for you. And if it is scary, what about it is scary? What about it is scary to you? Does it feel too exposed? Does it feel too big of a leap? What about it is scary? And is the scary coming from you? Or is it from that this is not right for you? And that takes work. That takes growth to understand that. The discernment needs to be cultivated. But the more that you go within and sit with what it is that you want to know the answer to, the more you will develop that discernment. And once you have cultivated discernment and you have grown discernment in your life, then it is a quick and easy check within to say, is this right for me? And you will have that quick answer. You will have it in the feeling, you will have it in the knowing, you will have it in the sense, you will have it visually, auditorially, however it is that you get your information. You will have that quickly, but you must cultivate it. Just like you must cultivate the ability to meditate. Some people that have cultivated that when they are finding themselves in distress throughout the day can in a few seconds shift because they can get silent. And you too must get silent and sit with your dreams. Sit in the heart of your dreams and be willing to listen. And so it is not about listening to others as much as it is about listening to your truth, listening to what is within, taking the advice, the counsel of others and holding it next to your truth and holding it in the light of your own truth and seeing what do you see? Is this my alignment? Is this your alignment? Ask yourself, is this my alignment now? Is this your alignment now? Is this the time now for you to do this? And is this my alignment? Maybe now it's not your alignment now or ever. Maybe it simply is not for you. Maybe it's not what you do. Some people are healers. Some people are messengers. Some people have teachers. There's so many different alignments that one could have. Some people are dancers and entertainers. Whatever your alignment is, you want to check with that. Because if it doesn't align with you, it may be good for someone else, but may cause you great distress. Being willing to sit with that which you receive from others. Sit with it and hold it in the light of your own truth and cultivate discernment. This will help you and save you from many heartaches and much distress in your life. And we, of course, are always here to help. Ask for our help to discern, and we will give it. In great love, we're complete. Namaste.
Ooh. Beautiful. I love that. Cultivate discernment. And how we do that is just to sit with and shine our own light first. That's
I like that. The light of your own truth. Yes.
Yes. And yes. And just before we go to the commercials, just one last one was, I love that, the thinking about a desire as a seed. And that was an interesting point. That's actually something I want to come back to after the commercial break. So we'll slip away. But when we come back to Access to Angels and Grace, we will continue checking in with what season we are in. Mm-hmm.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Well, welcome back to Access to Angels and Grace. We have Noemi Grace and myself, Lisa Berry. This is an itch. Mm-hmm. I did get to hear a little question on the hearts of our listeners during the commercial break.
You were listening to people's hearts.
Yes, yes. And it was a really strong one because what do, and I'm jumping into like, this could be the channeled message. The second one is just like we have our seasons, we live pretty much, you know, when we go into winter, we're in winter. Then we have to come into spring and summer, and it has that natural flow. What if we find ourselves, we do feel like we're in spring, but then something does happen. Perhaps our parents get sick, or perhaps, and we think, ooh, I'm jumping right into winter. I'm not even going into summer. But then things just feel okay, and you're, boom, you're into summer. So what happens if the seasons don't have that, you know, what our expected flow, or we feel like we are moving in and out of seasons quickly or jumping around?
Yes, yes. Oh, I think there was, oh, I didn't read that. I don't think I read that line. You know what? Because I can't read my own handwriting. So when I channel for the pre-channeled message, I write and handwrite. And so, and I was thinking, didn't I say that? But I don't think I read it because I couldn't read my handwriting in that spot. But it was in the pre-channeled message, there was a line that said that your seasons may not go sequentially as according to the seasons of the calendar. Where is that? I remember that. Well, oh, there it is.
I was told to don't let her skip that.
Yes, your seasons may, here it is. Your seasons may not be as sequential as nature's seasons. Stop pressuring yourself. That's why
So how do we stop pressuring
yourself to be
ourselves,
or do something that is not supported by the season of your life?
And this one is a big one, because a lot of times we can think, we've signed up for university. We're ready to go. And then all of a sudden, I'm really not, though. But then we have a lot of, like, commitment and pressure and plans. Or we've said yes to somebody to be in a relationship, and then it's like, well, I'm not quite there yet. Or all of these things. We want to adopt a pet, and then suddenly it's like, ooh, it really isn't the best timing. And so how do we not move? Mm-hmm. We want to have that yes discernment, but that strength and courage and love to love ourselves through realizing that our seasons change too.
Our seasons change and they don't change. You know, I mean, I thought I was in spring and then I found out, okay, mom's going to need a lot of treatment. I felt like I was back in winter. I don't know if that's true, but I felt that I'm claiming to be back in winter. And, you know, it happens, and it's okay. You know, so you come into a season, and, you know, and in the northeast of the United States, and this is probably true for you too, because you live further north than I do, Lisa, but there's this, you know, there's like four different springs. You know, there's the I think the first one is the fall spring, and then you get back to winter, and the second winter, and then the spring of deception, and you go back to the third winter, and the spring of mud season, and into the fourth season of winter, and then you finally get into the rainy season, and then you finally get into spring. And so it is like, you know, it goes back and forth. Spring makes multiple, if you live in some place that is cooler, spring makes multiple, it just comes, and then it goes back to winter, and it comes, and it goes back to, we get this little short spring.
And so we have the courage, yeah, it's courage and strength some guidance on, like, these are some pretty, sometimes we can make some really big commitments, like, no, this is a commitment, I really have planned to do this. We have our own commitment externals. How do we have that strength and courage to really walk through and honor the actions that we do need to take and to honor our seasons?
Especially if, right, you go back to winter.
Yes, so especially.
You've taken this action. Yes, sure, I'm going to do this. And something happens in our lives because there's so little that we really can control. And yes. Something happens. And now the action that we plan to take, we just don't have the bandwidth. It no longer makes sense. Being able to honor ourselves. You know, I used to hold commitments so strongly that once I said I would do something, it was kind of like, you know, come hell or high water, that phrase. I mean, whatever, I was going to take, I was going to do it because I said I was going to do it. And even at my own cost to myself. Yes. And I realized, that's, you know, okay. I hold my commitments. I hold them dearly. I hold them with integrity, but maybe the integrity is to say, sorry, I can't do this anymore.
Yes. Oh, and to add to the question when we do go in, to have you go in, is also to, how can we, the commitments. And how can we make sure that we don't become afraid of making commitments or planting seeds, because we don't want to go the other way going, ooh, you know what? I'm not aware of my seasons so well that I don't want to ever plant because I just don't have that green thumb to plant my dream seeds.
Well, yes, right? So then you can become commitment phobic, you know? It's sort of like, oh, especially if you hold it so tightly. It's like, ooh, once I commit, that's it. You know, that's, you got to take it all the way to the end. And being able to be present and shift with the present, go with the flow of whatever's here. You know, it's like life is not a linear path. It's just not.
Yes, I think that would be a lovely thing to ask. Put some comfort there for us. A little bit of pep talk.
Okay. What's the question?
Yes. So to have guidance and pep talk on how do we be gentle with ourselves and accepting that, yes, even when we've made that commitment, we've planted and it's coming up, it's like, well, we're just not there. And how to also prevent, make sure we don't become, you know, phobic of planting.
So the question, what was the initial part of that question?
Phobic
part.
The initial one being, how can we get some support that once we have planted and it's about to grow, but if it just isn't going to go that way, to be gentle with ourselves, to be okay with it, to listen to that and say, I'm going to have to stop this from happening because I need to take action elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if we have to change course, right? So say you you plant, you have beautiful weather, you go plant those seeds, and then you wake up like you did today with a blanket, a carpet of white. And you're like, oh, I put those seeds out there. They're not that weather resistant, you know? And so, you know, okay.
I love that weather resistant.
Yeah, so then it's like, okay, well then... what do we do now? You know, do we dig up the holes and pull them out? Do we cover them? You know, do we take some gardeners, that black stuff that they cover that looks like plastic? Maybe it is plastic. All of that, you just cover the seeds with. What do you do? You know, you've taken some action and okay, then you realize, not quite in the season I thought I was in. How do you make it okay? You know, so people that are commitment phobic find it not okay to change course. You know, you can make a commitment and then it's looked at like, oh, it's taking, they see everything that they can't have by making that commitment.
Yes.
You know, instead of seeing everything you can have by making the commitment. I don't know how we got into commitment phobic, but
from
the seasons of life.
It can be committed. Like I'm not a green thumb. I don't have a green thumb. I can't be a gardener. Don't do that. So that's where that part comes in. And so if there was just some guidance, it's an extra guidance, like just, we understand. We want to sit with ourselves and hear our hearts and we can ask for guidance, but is there somewhere to go inside of us to give us that courage to be so allowing and accepting and honoring of the seasons that really do shift with things that just happen.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. Give me 1 second here. Okay, swig of water. I like that piece about courage and somewhere to go. So let's see what Source has to say. And we have much to say about this question. We want you to know that it is okay to make a decision and then find it is not your alignment, or it is not the timing, that the timing is not quite yet. It is okay. Take the pressure off of yourself. So many of you have to get it right. Somehow you have in your mind there's one right choice and everything else is wrong. What may appear wrong can be the most right thing because it opens a path, or it opens you in a way that the what appeared to be right would not have. So first, stop judging yourselves that I'm doing it wrong, I'm doing it not right, I'm doing it halfway. Stop judging yourself. And then stop pressuring yourself to have to get it right, to have to make the best choice up front, right away. Stop pressuring yourself to have it all figured out, because you figure it out as you go along. As you go along, you figure things out that you could not see. If you were taking a hiking trail past waterfalls and ponds and up to a viewpoint, that a vantage point, you couldn't figure it out. You might even find a hidden waterfall because it'd been raining that you didn't even know was not in the description. You can't figure it out till you get there. You must take that discernment, take that opportunity to get silent, get still before you make a choice, and then take yourself off that hook. Know that you can adjust. Know that it's okay to make a choice and find out, ooh, not for me. That's valuable information that you wouldn't have known if you hadn't made that choice. be willing to be kind enough for yourself, to allow yourself to make mistakes, because you're going to make them even if you try to prevent them. There is no way to prevent mistakes. And mistakes are simply learning that something is not right for you, that something is not in alignment for you, that the timing is not there yet. These mistakes offer the greatest opportunities for learning. So let yourself be able to make the mistakes. In your mind, you can't make mistake. It has to be right. Take that pressure off. Yes, of course, choose with discernment. Choose what feels to be the best in the moment. What feels like the best choice, and then you will learn as you go around the bend. Ooh, there's a waterfall. Or, ooh, go around the bend and the waterfall is dry. There's rock face, no water because it hasn't rained. Whatever it is, allow yourself to be able to learn as you go. And in the learning, allow yourself to adjust, to change a little bit or a lot, whatever is needed to become more in alignment with yourself, to become more in resonance with the truth of who you are, more better able to see, oh, this is not what I thought it would be. That's okay. That's valuable information. Oh, this is something else than what I thought. Valuable information. Allow yourself to learn that. Allow yourself to receive that. Allow yourself to be present to that. Find your way through making the best choice, and then allowing yourself to learn and allowing yourself to move through into a better choice, into a different choice, in a different direction if needed, or to continue down that path. Allowing the choice, allowing the decision, allowing yourself to be present as you go to learn. The courage that is needed is the courage to allow yourself to be present, the courage to make a different choice after you have made another choice, to make another choice after you've made a choice, the courage to take yourself off that hook, the courage to allow yourself to learn and allow yourself to choose based on what you have learned, what you know now that you didn't know before. And there is great love from us for you in this. You all have that courage. The courage exists within all of you. Know that that courage is there. Know that the courage is part of you. It is present within you. Know it. Allow it. Align with it. Choose it as you choose what is right for you, what you have now learned that is better for you as you go through the choices and you have learned something. Allow yourself to shift. Shift. Don't always have to go in one direction. Don't have to take the path to the bitter end, as they say. Allow yourself to take a different path. Allow yourself to learn and pat yourself on the back for learning. Allow yourself to learn and recognize that that is such valuable insight, valuable gifts. Allow that learning. Be present with the learning. Be present with yourself. And know that it is all okay and that we are always here for you. In great love, we are complete. Namaste.
Ooh, that went some really great places. I love that. Oh, the big, big lesson right there, right away. I love that they were there. Stop judging. So that was huge. It's our judgment of, I'm switching seasons, or, it's not that season. And we judge it as right and wrong, or good and bad, and that we have to get in this pressure. That was so beautiful and helpful. I think that took, and because of what it ended up being is, allow yourself the courage to make another choice and allow yourself the courage to learn.
Yes, the courage to learn and then the courage to adjust.
Yes.
And I love that.
Yes, make other choices, but adjust. That was the word I was looking for. And you know what's so interesting is that I had my family members over the weekend, and they're still young, but in my mind, I kind of put everybody at the same age. Like, you know, everybody's just middle of the road. Everybody in my life, everybody's 50. If you're 10, you're 50. If you're 80, you're 50. I don't know. It just seems like everybody is that age.
Which is interesting because you're not 50.
But what was really interesting is that I, with when they are younger, my brain just kind of, assumes, and I learned a lot because I was allowing myself to learn that they haven't had maybe life experience, and that I, you know, like I was so gentle with them as they were doing things like, oh, learning, but I'm not with myself. And when you said that, it was about the judging. And I thought, oh, that's so interesting how we can be so gentle with others, but not with ourselves. And allowing ourselves to make mistakes, to make other choices, to make adjustments based on what we've learned. And we have to learn.
Yes, so important. So making that adjustment and allowing ourselves, they said, take the pressure off of yourself. You don't have to get it right. It's like, oh, I've got to have it all figured out. I like the, you know, I love to hike, so I like their metaphor with the trail and the waterfalls and you don't know, and maybe there's an extra waterfall that wasn't even on the trail description or the waterfall is not there because it's been dry. So I like that metaphor. Allow yourself to learn. Right? You learn as you go on this trail. We're on the trail of life. Allow ourselves to learn and not have to figure it all out before we go and take a step.
That learning is actually fun. I know that as I truly have been growing different things, whether it's sprouting or taking care of plants and, you know, doing things, every time I have come across something that's, I was like, hey, what happened here? This isn't supposed to happen. This is what happened last time. Or this didn't happen when somebody else planted and did this. But then it takes me on a journey of learning. And whenever I, you know, YouTube it, you know, I end up, there's another gift in learning something like, oh, wow, I learned how to adjust for this growth season. But along the way, there's another little tidbit that comes up and I'm like, oh, well, that might have, you know, explained something else or might have helped me to get the soil, the conditions going even better for something else that I might not prevent. But, you know, support, really add support for the growth of what I'm doing.
So that's, it's, we don't have to figure it out. We don't have to get it right. We can stop judging, stop pressuring, and allow ourselves to learn. And the courage is within, right? That courage to learn, right? Yes. To not keep banging our head against the wall. That's not courage.
Exactly. Yes. And it really does come back down to, I love that, to really get to know yourself, be with yourself, sit with yourself and you could flat out ask that question. What season am I in? You know, like maybe that's just as fun and bold as it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And knowing what season. And then as you're attentive, they said, you'll notice that the warmer breeze is happening, more sun. The winds are dying down. You'll notice that the shift is happening and you can move yourself into the season that is shifting into. So, allowing yourself, the answer is right there within, right? Go within and develop discernment. And so today we've learned that discernment is crucial. And where do we get that? Within ourselves, learning, cultivating that, getting still, getting silent, listening to our deepest truth. And then, the courage is within. I mean, so much within. The answer is within. And then there may be another answer as you go along. It's like, okay, no, you were planning to take the right turn, but now take the fork on the left instead of the fork on the right.
Yes. Yeah, that really, self-love. That's just one word to wrap that up, just to say self-love. Yes, it's okay to do it. Like the discernment, the growth, the learn. It's all really about knowing yourself and loving yourself and really honoring, respect the same, honoring that. And so I think that's the most gentlest way we can have our harvest is just to, gentle, loving, trusting, and getting to know ourselves.
Yes. And self-acceptance, which is kind of the other side of the coin of self-love. If you love yourself, you have to accept yourself. You can't do one without the other.
Exactly. Yes. This show has just been so interesting. I really, truly, because it was spring yesterday and now it feels wintry. But it's like the world mirrored this for me today. And I just really think this was a great show to just have everybody have their foundation, find out where they are now, because our next show, we don't know what it's going to be yet, but I feel like this was a good foundation to lead into our own calendar seasonal springtime. So Noemi, thank you for bringing this theme as well as the twist theme, because you yourself honored
the twist theme. I've been twisty and turny. Yes. Oh, you're very welcome, Lisa. It's always a pleasure doing the show with you. Such a great joy.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you, everybody. We shall return in 2 weeks and see you then. And thank you for tuning in and find out what season you're in. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, everyone. Okay, have a beautiful day.